Welcome to the deep dive. We've got a really interesting set of sources today. Basically, it's the professional offering, the website really, of an Indian astrologer in Brampton.
Right.
And our goal here isn't just to read the ad copy, you know? We want to dig into the specific claims, the language they're using, and figure out what kind of guidance is actually being offered.
Yeah, this is a great example for a deep dive because it's not just about information. It's about how that information is framed, how ancient practices like Vedic astrology are presented to, well, a modern Canadian audience.
Exactly. Okay, let's unpack this. So right away, the big headline, Best Indian Astrologer in Brampton.
That's a pretty bold statement to lead her.
It really is. Sets a high bar.
But what struck me is how quickly they add more layers. It's not just astrologer.
No, absolutely not. And that's where the positioning gets interesting. You've got the main title, sure, but then they add trusted horoscope reader and maybe even more significantly, life guide.
Life guide. That feels different. It feels broader. Exactly. It pulls it away from just, you know, fortune telling and pushes it towards practical advice, personal development almost.
Mm-hmm.
It suggests relevance for now.
And they ground this in tradition, too. They specifically say Vedic astrologer. Why that specific term? Why not just astrologer? Is that strategic?
Oh, definitely strategic. That's the technical foundation they're claiming. Vedic astrology, or Jyotish, has this deep ancient history, very structured.
Right.
So by saying Vedic, they're signaling, hey, this isn't something I just made up. It implies this lineage, this time-tested knowledge base, karma, planetary cycles. It's complex stuff.
It gives it weight, more authority than maybe just a generic horoscope you'd find online.
Precisely. It's designed to build credibility right from the start.
So building on that authority,
yeah,
they also list being a birth chart specialist. I mean, if you're already a horoscope reader, why add that extra detail? What does that signal?
Ah, that's key. That specification points to the depth of the analysis they're promising. A general horoscope reader might give you, you know, monthly forecast, but a birth chart specialist, they're talking about creating and interpreting that very specific detailed map of the planets at the exact moment and place of your birth.
The natal chart.
Exactly, the natal chart. It's considered like a blueprint showing your inherent potentials, challenges, timings, specific planetary periods called dashas that influence things.
So that tells you, the potential client, that the advice isn't generic. It's supposed to be hyper-personalized.
That's the promise. Deeply personal, tailored just for you. It moves it from prediction towards personalized diagnostics.
And that feels connected to the source emphasizing the advice is life-changing. It sounds like the birth chart is how they establish that foundation for making such a big claim.
Yes, exactly. It sets up the idea that the method is precise based on your specific cosmic data. It's the core diagnostic tool they're highlighting.
Okay, so let's shift then. We've got the foundation, the roles. What about the actual service, the readings themselves? They promise accurate astrological readings. Accuracy seems, well, pretty crucial here.
It's everything, right? The core value proposition boils down to learning, and I'm quoting here, how the stars affect your journey.
Mm.
That's not just poetic language. It's the central promise. They're offering this celestial framework to understand what's happening in your life right now.
So the reading, based on that detailed birth chart analysis we talked about, is meant to identify the forces at play, like which planets are influential, where there might be blocks or opportunities.
Precisely. It's the diagnostic map. It tells you why things might be happening the way they are. It provides a kind of cosmic context for your experiences.
Which presumably gives the client a framework and understanding before they even get to solutions.
Yes, absolutely. Without that diagnostic piece, any remedies offered might feel a bit random. The Vedic chart analysis provides the rationale, the why, behind the practical advice that comes next.
Right. And here's where it gets really interesting, I think. Moving from that diagnosis, that understanding, to the solutions. This is where the ancient meets the modern, head on.
Mm-hmm.
What specific problems are they offering these potent remedies for? The source is quite specific.
It is. They really zero in on major life areas.
Hmm.
Marriage, career, and love.
Those are the big ones.
Absolutely. By focusing on these three, they're hitting the universal pressure points, especially in a place like Brampton. These are the areas where people often seek guidance when things feel stuck.
Yeah, very relatable contemporary issues. My relationship's struggling, or I can't seem to get ahead at work. So how does the language they use about the remedies bridge that gap between, you know, ancient Vedic tradition and modern problems? They call them potent and tried and true solutions.
That phrasing is quite clever, isn't it? Tried and true speaks to tradition, to longevity.
Mm-hmm.
It suggests these aren't new age fads, but methods with history rooted in the Vedic system.
Okay, so established.
Right. And then potent. That implies effectiveness, strength,
mm-hmm.
power to actually change things.
So what might these remedies actually be based on the Vedic context? Are we talking about rituals or?
It can be a range of things within that tradition. Often it involves specific practices like chanting mantras, maybe recommendations for wearing certain gemstones, performing specific rituals or pujas. Sometimes it's about favorable timing for actions or even advice on colors or directions based on your chart.
So actionable steps, things you can actually do, whether it's meditative or involves like a physical object or a specific action.
Exactly. It connects the cosmic diagnosis to tangible actions aimed at mitigating problems in those key areas, career, marriage, love. It's applying principles like karma and planetary influence to solve today's dilemmas.
It's that synthesis again.
Yeah.
Ancient knowledge applied as practical strategy. And the promise is pretty direct. Life-changing advice. It moves beyond just understanding to actively doing something.
That's the core offering. Understanding first, then targeted action based on that ancient wisdom.
And importantly, the source doesn't leave it hanging there as some abstract concept. It makes it clear this is accessible. It's a service you can actually engage with.
Right, which leads us neatly into the logistics. For any professional service, especially one like this, making contact has to be straightforward.
Yeah, you don't want barriers there.
Exactly. The final instruction is pretty clear. Schedule a private consultation right now. They want to convert that interest into action.
And they make it pretty easy. The source gives the website thebestastrology.ca, a specific email address, shivaramastrologer55@gmail.com, and even a phone number, +1-647-614-7099.
Mm-hmm. All the channels are there.
It leaves no ambiguity. If you're intrigued by the promise of accurate readings and potent remedies, the path forward is laid out very clearly.
And just for listeners, we've put all those contact details, the URL, the email, the phone number, right there in the show notes. So you don't need to scramble to write them down now.
Good point.
The key thing is the professional clarity. It signals a structured, serious engagement, easy to initiate.
So what does this all mean? We've looked at how this service strategically presents itself. It uses these specific layered titles, Vedic astrologer, birth chart specialist, life guide, to really build up a sense of deep expertise and authority.
Yeah, grounding it in tradition, but also promising modern relevance.
Right. And then it leverages that authority to offer diagnosis through personalized readings and, crucially, solutions, these potent remedies aimed squarely at life's big challenges, marriage, career, love. It's really about packaging ancient wisdom for practical use today.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the source itself is a masterclass in articulating a value proposition. It demonstrates how you take specialized traditional knowledge, something that could feel quite distant, and translate it into concrete, actionable steps for someone seeking real direction.
It's that link between diagnosis and application.
Exactly. The promise of guidance is built on that clear synthesis.
Mm.
The deep reading of the chart combined with personalized, time-tested applications or remedies.
Okay, fantastic. So a final thought for you, the listener, to mull over, based purely on what the source claims about effectiveness. The service says it shows how the stars affect your journey and offers tried and true solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Taking that claim at face value just for a moment, what actually makes any solution tried and true? Is it about consistency? Does it need to work the same way for lots of people? Is it about how long it's been around? Or is it ultimately down to personal testimony? Did it feel effective for the individual?
That's a great question.
Yeah, something to think about when you encounter claims of efficacy, whether they're about astrology or, you know, business strategies or anything else. What does proven really mean?
Food for thought.
Indeed. Thanks for diving deep with us today.
My pleasure.
We'll catch you on the next deep dive.